Hello again, guys. Hi there. I am so excited to make this episode today. Can I just say it? Can we just get it out of the way? I know that this is a very dark topic, and it's incredibly unfortunate that there are people in the world like this, but it is something that I know and understand so fully. I get it. I compartmentalize it. I understand why they do what they do and where it comes from and how we basically just get it. And we move on with our lives. And I can't wait to get this all out in the open for you. I cannot wait to talk about it. So let's get into it. Thank you so much for clicking on this episode. And yeah, let's just get started, man. Let's get started. I wanted to talk about NPD in this episode, narcissistic personality disorder, narcissism. The reason that I wanted to talk about this particular topic is because it is so prevalent in today's society. People tend to be interested in, we all kind of seen that there's criminal minds, there's NCIS, there's all these shows that emphasize serial killers and sociopathy, psychopathy, narcissism. People just tend to be interested in topics that are kind of taboo because it's intriguing to understand how someone can behave so maladaptively. We're like, what the hell is that? Like, how can somebody, it's sort of the survival part in us to be like, how can someone be such a crazy a-hole and get away with it and keep doing it and survive? It's incredibly intriguing. So people tend to talk about narcissism a lot. And I noticed that even online, people tend to label someone a narcissist when they don't quite, and I'm not saying this to insult them, but they just don't quite know what it is. Someone who's a narcissist isn't synonymous with someone who's an asshole. I mean, they could be hand in hand, but narcissism is very particular. You have to be diagnosed with it. And so people just kind of throw this term around, narcissist, narcissism, da-da-da. And people just are starting to be intrigued and get it and know what it is. And I, as someone who have had three experiences, three different people firsthand who I know, who I get them, I got it, no longer associated with any of them, I wanted to talk about it. I wanted to break it down for you to get it because I get it so heavily. And I unfortunately have met all of these people. So let's just do it. Let's talk about it. Okay. The proper way that I prefer to begin this episode is actually just by reading you very, very briefly a couple symptoms. Because if you wanted to know this, you could just go on google.com and figure it out yourself. But I feel like it's most appropriate to just begin so that I don't forget any of the things that I would have loved to talk about, because then I will be mad at myself. So let's just read a few of the symptoms. Signs and symptoms of NPD, narcissistic personality disorder. Someone who has an exaggerated sense of self-importance, a sense of entitlement, require constant excessive admiration, expect to be recognized as superior even without achievements, exaggerate achievements and talents, believe they're superior and can only associate with equally special people, expect special favors, and unquestioning compliance, take advantage of others to get what they want, having an unwillingness or inability to recognize others' feelings and needs, be envious of others, believe others envy them, behave in an arrogant, or a haughty manner, coming off as conceited or pretentious, insisting on having the best of everything, such as the best car or office, so that they can show off, become impatient or angry when people don't give you special treatment, have significant interpersonal problems, react with rage or contempt. So those are just some of the many, many symptoms that you can find on your own, but I thought it would be most appropriate to preface this, like I said, so that we don't miss out on some of the big factors here, because there's so much to talk about. But those are some of the main things. Now, if you're going to take one thing from this episode, one thing that I want you to remember and keep in mind when you meet someone like this, all of the tactics that a person with NPD does, all of their rage, the fact that they get so angry at things that are just completely inappropriate, they start shouting, screaming, aggressive, the fact that they gaslight everything you say, the fact that you will have proof of something, they'll look you in the face and say, that never happened? Huh? What? huh, I have no idea what you're talking about, even though they know that they did it. The fact that they have such mad double standards, they get mad at you for exactly what they do. It's all the crazy stuff that they do. Every single tactic that they do is for validation. Repeat that again. Recycle. Rewatch this. Re-listen to this, I mean. It is all for validation. Everything that someone with NPD does is for validation. They need their ego stroked. They need your validation. The proper term is narcissistic supply. I don't tend to use that word because it might just confuse people, but it's literally just means people that they can get the supply from. It means who can give them the validation. That is why they act like this all day long to every person that they do it to, because you give them validation. That's it. People develop NPD. NPD is actually not something you're born with. It is something you develop in childhood, similar to so ASPD. I wanted to say that, but you guys won't know what that is if you're not into psych. Antisocial personality disorder. It is synonymous with psychopathy and sociopathy. So sociopathy, like NPD, you develop in childhood. You become that way. You're made that way in childhood. But psychopaths, the people that we know as serial killers and what we see on TV, psychopaths are born. Narcissists and sociopaths are made. So people with NPD develop this in childhood. They tend to develop this in childhood when they had a maladaptive or scary, unhealthy, abusive relationship with their caretaker. Because, or not even only their caretaker, that tends to be what it is, but I mean, who else do we really spend that much time with in childhood? But it tends to have something to do with trauma and abuse, where a child, instead of going the opposite route as their abuser, they actually imitate it and they become the exact same way. Because as children, we pick up on literally everything. And this is something adults don't tend to understand. They think that the kid will forget or they'll have no idea. What that kid saw in childhood and experienced will be with them forever, even if it is repressed. And so children have things modeled to them and they just look at it and they recognize it and think about it in very surface level language. And then they either become the same way because they believe that that's the only way that there is to be, that their parent is God or the only way, and everyone's going to be their parent, because that's what we think in childhood. We think that our parents are literally God. They're like, I'm going to be that way, you know, because we don't know that they're just people who chose to have kids. They're just humans. So we act and imitate the way that we are taught or what we see, or we learned early enough that it's bullshit and we never want to be that way. And so we go the opposite route. And in other words, rebel. We rebel against it and we become someone better. So what happens with NPD is people literally just copy and become what it is that happened to them. So the reason that they've took on this shame-based way of speaking to you, treating you like shit, gaslighting everything that you say, anything you do, they turn around. I'm right all the time. No, you're wrong. No, you, what, huh? Huh? I didn't do that. Huh? Or they just use the silent treatment because they, I guess, aren't choosing not to gaslight you in that moment. And they know that you're right. So they use the silent treatment to punish you and they avoid you. All the things that they do happened very likely, I don't want to confirm, but very likely happened to them. So they're just imitating it. And they continue on and they continue on. You know, let's say they were 7 years old, from 7 to 15 in high school, having issues, being the person who was likely the class clown, bothering the teacher, disrupting class, may have gotten a ton of detention or even expulsion, probably had a lot of issues there and being kind of the rebel child. Then going on to 20 to 25, very likely being abusive to their friends or girlfriend or boyfriend. They just keep going on and on. And then by 50 years old, 70 years old, they're the same fucking narcissist child that they were when they were a kid. What I have observed, and this is actually something I said to one of the three people, is they behave like they are 5-year-old children. Their mentality is so juvenile and so childish. Their maturity level so childish that sometimes they behave like a four-year-old child. They're upset that you told them they were wrong. They'll stomp, they'll shout, they'll be completely resistant to anything that you say. You offer a suggestion, you offer a different opinion, and just say, oh, honey, I get that you're upset, but how about we think about it in this way instead? That is the tone of voice that I've spoken to some of these people in. You sometimes have to speak to them like they are a little kid. They're a little kid. I don't like the way that you're talking to me. I don't like the tone of voice that you used. Actually, I have a different perspective on that. Could you maybe think of it in this way? You have to talk to them in a tone like you are their parent, like they are a little kid. It is absolutely preposterous. It is unacceptable behavior. And when I used this on this one, I was like, you're literally behaving like a four-year-old child. He was one of the three people I'm talking about. He was unhappy. I could tell he was offended because he knew I was right. He knew I was right. It is just so much. Okay, so that's how it develops and that's where it comes from. Let's get into the actual things that occur. So the number one thing that comes to mind that is the most prevalent with people in real life, if you have experienced a narcissist, you know what I'm talking about, is controlling ways of speaking. How they talk to you is naturally so abrasive. They speak to you like they are above you. They speak to you like you are inferior, you are below them. They are not in any way interested in having reciprocity in their relationships. This is a key factor. If you notice that they are always dominating every conversation, they don't care to really ask you about yourself. Even if they do the whole, oh yeah, I'm good, I did this and this and this and this, and they talk about themselves for 15 minutes, and then they say the, oh yeah, how was your day? They're literally only saying that likely because if they worked with a therapist or just walking around life, we know to say, oh, I'm good, how are you? They're literally only doing it not because they care. They don't want the reciprocity. They're not like, oh gosh, I'm sorry, I'm speaking so much, it's your turn to speak. No, they're only doing it because they know that that's socially appropriate and acceptable. It's how we go about communication. They don't actually care. If you notice, they're literally dominating every single conversation. Their opinion is right all of the time. Their thoughts on any topic ever. It does not even need to be a triggering topic or something that is so personal to them. You know, we all have certain things that we're like, no, I'm right about this, and I am so passionate about this topic. It could be the smallest, dumbest little thing. They will purposefully go out of their way to tell you that they're right and their opinion is right, and they will not side with you. They will not side with you. They're not interested in, oh, wait, I did not mean to come off like that. I definitely gave you some tone or some attitude there. How about, sorry, what were you saying? Your turn. They do not care. It is their way. It is the only way. It is about literally anything in the world. The dumbest things that could possibly happen. For instance, here's a small example. I'll give small examples because I don't like to use too much self-disclosure. I want it to be focused on you guys and what's happening so that it helps you. But examples tend to be helpful and they illustrate the point well. So for someone like this, where it's something that he does not care about. So let's say this happened to me. This girl in one of my classes, who I talked to maybe two times, once for sure, texted me multiple times asking to cheat off of me on an exam. And I was getting really frustrated because I said no about two times, I think, already. And she had the nerve to ask me again. And then when I called her out and I said, no, this is making me uncomfortable, da-da-da, she would deny it and be like, oh, yeah, sorry, that actually would be cheating. Like, she just was an idiot. And so when I told this person the situation, oh, my gosh, this girl that I've interacted with once or two times max is asking me to cheat off of me, he would not understand me for even 1 second. I would say something that's so comprehensive and simple, it would just be turning it around so he's in charge of the conversation. Well, actually, I would help someone out who's struggling, a homie who's struggling out in the class with me, or struggling, I mean, in the class. And I would say, I'm not struggling. I got a 95 on the midterm. I'm not struggling because this was the final, which I got an A in too. So I'm not struggling. I'm working on it myself. And I'm like, dude, she's not a homie. and I'm not struggling. I don't know this person. Oh, well, I just like don't think it's a big deal. I just don't think it's a big deal. Anything that you say, we're talking about an exam. Like, it's not even a passionate conversation. Whew. I remember one time he asked me about this one article. He said he was talking on the phone with me about this article where people were giving trophies to all kids so that all kids felt like winners and there wasn't competition, something like that. This was months ago, so I forget the exact details. And he only asked me that because he wanted to vent and bitch and complain about it. So when I said, yeah, I don't think that's a great idea. I mean, everyone's just an immediate winner. Like, what? That doesn't motivate kids to try. And I mostly agreed with him, but there were some comments that I did not agree with. He raged at me, raged, screaming on the phone. I was terrified. I was crying after the conversation. After we got off the phone, I was literally crying in my bed because I didn't fully agree with what he was saying. And I mostly agreed, but because I didn't agree with the entirety, and the only reason he asked me was because he wanted to bitch about it himself. He didn't want insight in my thoughts. He wanted to vent and bitch about this is such a stupid thing and da-da-da. And I was the person that he was giving, that I was giving the validation. That's it. I was the person giving the validation. That's it. It's so crazy. People with NPD have no interest in reciprocity. That's just what it is. They're not interested in having mutual, vulnerable, loving relationships with people. They're thinking about power and control. Who can give me control? Who can give me power? Who can give me validation? Because that's what I lacked in childhood, and that's what fills me up. That's what fills me up. They have terribly low self-esteem. They're not the person that they, this is a giant component of it. They are not the person who they come off as. It's not actually who they are. It's a really big part of it, and a big piece of it that people tend to not understand, that they tend to create a false self. I actually had one of the three people say to me, every person gets, let's say his name was Richard Smith, first name that popped up in my head. Everyone gets a different version of Richard Smith. I was shocked when he said this to me. It's true. Everyone gets a different version of them. And the reason why is because they put on this false self so that they know how to mimic certain behavior in different social settings and contexts so that people give them the validation that they want. They're not actually their true self. That's not how they're behaving. Their inner core, their inner self is very vulnerable, very like the childhood self that I was talking about. They're very insecure, terribly, terribly insecure people, very sad, very hurt, went through a lot of trauma. That's their core self. But their false self is the person that they act like, the strong and mighty and arrogant person that they're acting like, so that they can obtain that validation or they can get whatever it is that they want from you. And they act in certain ways because they know, oh, this person is this characteristic. Maybe if I act like that, then they'll bond with me and like me, and then they'll give me what I want. Manipulation, in other words. It's really, really crazy. Another giant component of it that I want to talk about, I cannot forget this, is double standards. People with NPD get angry at other people for doing exactly what it is that they do literally all the time. All the time. All day long. They get mad at other people for it's so much hypocrisy. They do exactly what they're pissed at you for doing. Example. Because, again, I'm not giving the validation in this story. So, one of the three people that I'm talking about had a crush on him. He wanted to be with me. Let's put it that way. I was not down. He wanted to be with me romantically. And so I could not in any way, shape, or form mention any guy. God forbid I said Zac Efron or a noticeably hot celebrity was attractive. He would have gotten so mad. I could not in the whole year that we were friends say one thing, or at least when he developed feelings for me by that point, could I say anything about any guy. But he talked about girls all day, every day. He would send me pictures on Instagram of girls every single day or text them to me about how hot her picture was. And it's because I'm very comfortable with myself and I love women. Girls are so pretty. And I always talk about how pretty other girls are. So he would show me girls all day, every day, but I could not say a single thing about a guy. It was just so annoying. He sent me, this was the example I was going to say, he sent me a picture of this guy on a Finnish team, Finnish hockey team, and said, should I grow my hair out like this? Because, you know, they have the flippy lettuce hair, and I have a thing for hockey players, the Russian in me. And I was like, oh yeah, he's handsome, why not? He's handsome, do it, something like that. That is the only comment in 1 year about a guy being good looking that ever. Just a picture that he sent me to ask my opinion. Oh yeah, he's handsome, do it. Something like that. A normal freaking person who even has insecurity issues of their own, because we're all insecure, we all have insecurities, they would go, yeah, he's a good looking guy, and then move on. They don't care. Normal people aren't going to respond with rage. But he, of course, goes, oh, you're just getting so wet over a guy that I found off of a Google pic or what, like, just kept talking about that. And I go, what are you talking about? You sent me this picture. It's literally just a random person I've ever seen. I've just, yeah, he, like, grow your hair out like him. So that's how it is. You can talk about girls all day, but I can't say one thing about one guy in a year. It's so insane. Similarly, validations. Oh my gosh, my head's starting to hurt. My head's really starting to hurt. Similarly, another example of validation in the double standards. So this person would Snapchat me something, and I check Snapchat not as often as other people. I'd say once every few hours, typically. And so let's say he Snapchatted me something 35 minutes ago. I hadn't opened it yet. I would open it, and let's say the caption was, it was always something so typical and nothing important, nothing urgent. It would just be me and, what name can I use? Billy. First name that came to mind. Me and Billy just shot hoops. Me and this person did this, like something that is not urgent. And he had texted me the exact same content that he put on the Snapchat. He had sent me verbatim the exact same words. And by the time I opened the Snapchat, I would notice it was the exact same thing he wrote in the snap. Why was it that urgent that he needed to text it to me? The reason that it was that urgent was because I wasn't giving the validation when he wanted it. I didn't answer in 35 minutes. He wanted it now, so he texted it to me. He wanted to talk to me. He wanted me to open it. I didn't open it. That's what it is. However, going back to double standards, he would not answer me sometimes for 7-8 hours. 24, if we were fighting, if we had an argument, I called him out on all his narcissistic tendencies. By the way, these people are diagnosed. It's not me diagnosing them. They were all diagnosed. So all of his tendencies, if we were fighting and I called him out on all the bullshit that he did, he would ignore me for 24 hours, 48 hours, 2 days, a week, sometimes a couple days. And if I didn't pick up the phone when he called me, he would call me 2 or 3 times. Double standards, right? But he can go 8 hours without talking to me, or I call them out on something. Oh, you can ignore me for days on end, but Rochelle didn't open the snap in 30 minutes, so I'm going to copy and paste exactly what I said to another form of talking and communication. Right? Doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make literally any sense. Oh my goodness. Another giant component and symptom of NPD is gaslighting. A lot of people talk about this term and don't actually know what it is. People tweet about it, people Facebook about it, people don't actually know what it is, and it kind of bothers me. Gaslighting is when someone denies your reality because you are looking to them for confirmation and for love and emotional support. So you're looking to them to confirm your own feelings, and they know this, and therefore they don't want you to have that because they're thinking of you as an opponent because you're calling them out on their shit. So instead of giving you the love and saying, I'm so sorry, man, I didn't mean to hurt your feelings, that was just a dumb mistake on my part, instead of agreeing with you, they deny your reality. So you come to them with a very basic problem. Let's say, babe, let's say it's your boyfriend. I've never dated with someone with NPD, but like I said, it could be a friend. I have two of them, were friends. Goodness. It could be a friend, it could be a boyfriend, girlfriend, it could be a parent. So you come to this person with any problem. Babe, you gave me a rude tone earlier. It just really hurt my feelings the way you talked to me. And I just wanted to let you know because I was trying to let it subside, but I just needed to talk to you about it because it really hurt my feelings. You say that in that tone, in the kindest demeanor. You said it in the nicest possible way that you could confront someone. And instead of suppressing it because then you know you're going to resent them more, you are trying to fix it. And no, they can't do that. They can't have you try to fix anything. Because if you fix things, this is what I learned about people with NPD. And people with NPD do not want solutions. They don't want you to fix anything because they don't want a solution. They want to be able to continue doing everything that they do. So if you fix it and you're like, oh, you're wrong. If you stop doing this, then we won't have this issue anymore. They don't want that because they want to be able to do the same decisions. They want to keep doing the same stuff. They don't want you to solve it. They want to get away with whoever is going to let them do their shit and give them the narcissistic supply, the validation. So you come to them trying to fix it, and this is what gaslighting is. I just don't think it's like a big deal. Sometimes they'll do it like that, or they'll go, that didn't happen. That literally didn't happen. Where did you even get that? I think you're the crazy one, actually. Huh? I didn't say that to you. Fucking stupid. Just like that. You'll tell them, oh, you insulted me or you were mean to me. And they're insulting you in that moment saying that they have not. You're like just fucking crazy. You're just fucking stupid. Like, get out of my face. Like, you just make a big deal out of everything. Everything is always your fault because you just can't deal with anything. You just make everything a big deal. You always over-exaggerate things. And I'm just so sick of having to think about everything that I do and walk on eggshells around you. When really, you walk around on eggshells around him, around her. Oh my God, so many of you are celebrating in your room right now, like clapping, screaming. You guys are going crazy right now, probably taking a shot of tequila, probably crying. Some of you are crying at this accuracy. Oh my God. That's what it is, man. Let's even break it down a little more. Let's use a more particular example. This actually happened to me in a relationship that I was in for a few years. Babe, I noticed that back when there was an activity page on Instagram, I noticed that you liked Becky and Amanda and Susie and Cynthia's pictures. It said that you liked a bunch of girls' pictures and followed them. That made me so uncomfortable because you're dating me. Why are you going out of your way to follow girls that aren't even a celebrity or aren't a YouTuber? They're normal girls. It looks like they all live in Pittsburgh because the caption, it says Pittsburgh, this and this college's name. I just don't get why you're going out of your way to follow girls when you're dating me. An example like that, and I'm saying this type of example because it applies to so many of us. This narcissistic fucking person wants to get away. They don't want to stop looking at other girls' pictures. They want to find a girl who's going to let them, or a guy, whatever, who's going to let them get away with cheating or get away with this terrible behavior. So he, in no way in hell is he going to say, yeah, you're right, I have been. You know, I just was bored and I had nothing better to do. And I just, that was just, so I'm sorry. I'll never, ever do that again. Do you really think a narcissist is going to fucking talk like that? No, that's for us normal, logical people. He is going to go, I just think that's so crazy that you barely trust me, that you're going to go and look at what I'm doing online. I'm literally just adding people. They're just pictures. Who cares? They're just pictures. I just think that you need to stop stalking everything that I do and just realize how crazy, literally think about how crazy that is, that you're stalking the activity, which you're not stalking, you're just scrolling. He actually didn't react this bad. This is just an example. He did get defensive and mean, but like not this bad. But you're just scrolling. You're not even stalking him. So he's just making it up off the top of his head. You're just so nuts that like you have to watch over everything that I do. I'm so sick of having to watch everything that I do around you. Just go away and leave me alone. I need space. And you're like, babe, or like, let's say it's like your parent, like not just romantic relationship is really hard to get out of it's terribly hard when you're dating or married to a narcissist. Let's say it's your parent. Like you were really mean to me earlier. Like you insulted me, mom. Like I heard what you said. And they rage at you. They rage. Why do they do that? Think about that logically. In the moment when it's happening to you, it's so difficult to understand how to approach it because you're literally terrified. You were so terrified. But think about it as I'm mentioning these examples. Why do they act like that? Because they know that it's wrong and they want to get away with it. And because you're confronting them, they don't want to be confronted. They want to get away with it. Those girls that he followed are going to give him validation because they're going to follow him back. Or maybe they'll think that he's single because he has no pictures of you, or maybe like one or two, and they're going to DM him and be like, you're cute or whatever. And then he's going to get validation from them. Or he's cheating on you with a bunch of people, whether it's Instagram or not. Or if it's a parent, then a kid is a perfect target because they can't defend themselves. You know, people literally are just that crazy that they, like, I can't. It's so hard for us normal, healthy, freaking individuals to conceptualize that people actually think like this. But seriously, a child is a perfect example of someone that you can target. A child is the person who gives you validation because they're dependent on you. They're codependent on you. So you know that they're not going to get away from you until they're an adult, and they probably will, or they'll distance themselves. And so you think that they're a perfect target to abuse, to manipulate, to do whatever you want, and they will let you get away with it. That's it. That's it. Gosh, I'm so exhausted. I'm so exhausted even thinking about all of this stuff. That, my friends, is what someone with NPD is. It's someone who wants to get away with all the stuff that they do because that stuff, those behaviors, those maladaptive behaviors, give them the validation, the power, the control. The power and control is what leads them to the validation. That's why they keep doing it. And for us, highly empathic people such as myself, highly sensitive people, HSP is the term, it's really difficult to understand how someone can't go the opposite route in childhood. And just in general as a person, we're like, okay, as a kid, we were an a-hole. We imitated and repeated the same behaviors as this and this person that abused us. So how about we not abuse people? If people bully us, we don't bully other people. We're kind to people. It's very, 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 very difficult, almost incomprehensible how someone can just do exactly what happened to them. Wouldn't you want to do the opposite? Wouldn't you want to make the world a better place? Right? It's so confusing. But if someone doesn't want to change, they're not going to change. And so we're left there wondering why they can't change. And it's a waste of time because they're not going to. I still to this day, even with so much experience, I could write a book about all the stories that happened to me. I could seriously write a book. It's just, they're just not going to change. They're going to keep doing what they're doing. And so it's important for us to get what to do next. So that leads me to my very last point. The last thing that I want to say, the last component of this episode, and then I'm going to bounce. The last component of this is how we handle it, how we move forward, how we better ourselves, and how we actually handle it when we're face to face with them in one of these scenarios. So, what do you think, I guess, let's think about this. What do you think is going to make them feel outsmarted? What is going to make them lose the validation? when we know what they're doing, because somebody with NPD wants you to remain confused. Confused. That's the perfect word. They want you to be confused. That's why they gaslight you. They want you to feel crazy and confused. They want you to not understand. Huh, is it me? Is the reason that they don't get me, they're not siding and agreeing with me because I'm just not enough, that I'm too stupid or ugly, or I don't trust my own opinions well enough or strong enough, that they don't get me, and so I need to improve myself because it's my fault that they're making me feel inferior, I'm just not enough? They want you to remain in that state. So what is the opposite of that? What do you think is going to get them outsmarted and actually shocked by you? They won't act like they're shocked, but internally, they'll be losing their shit. The opposite of those emotions. For you to be completely competent, serene, and put together. For you to get it, to understand it, such as watching this episode. You're watching this I'm so used to YouTube. You are listening to this so that you'll get it better. You can watch a million YouTube videos. I'm sure there's other podcast episodes on it. I love watching psychology YouTube. Look up Dr. Romani. I'm obsessed with her. She's my queen. Oh my God, she's the best. She's a psychologist specialized in NPD and antisocial personality disorder also. She talks about it all the time on her YouTube channel. You can look it up. Educate yourself. Literally, like, get it, even if it doesn't fully make sense initially, because when I started figuring all of this stuff out, I was so utterly confused too. It didn't make any sense how people can act like this. But now I'm at the point where I'm educating you guys through this topic. So really get it, educate yourself, look it up, read about it, read books. A lot of people who are come out of abusive relationships, they mention, like, that I've seen in YouTube videos and stuff, they recommend all these different books that they read, and then they put two and two together, like, oh my God, that applies completely to my own situation. Oh my God. So get it. Speak to your own therapist. I have a therapist that I talk to virtually every single week. Like, talk about it, understand what happened, get it, put it together. And then you're going to be so competent and trusting in your own situation that you know that you are right and they are wrong. Not the other way. They're twisting it so that you're wrong and they're right. No. You have control over the situation. You are in power over them, in other words, or, you know, not in power, but you know what I mean? You have control over yourself, not necessarily control over them, but you have control over the situation. You have control over yourself. You get it. You're competent of it. You understand. You get it. So the next time that the person you're arguing with, whoever they might be, says some dumb shit to you, to gaslight you, to manipulate you, to leave you confused in such a complicated and just what the fuck state. You're like, huh, where did they get to this? And I don't get this. And a lot of you are getting it. If you've never met someone with NPD, you don't fully get what I'm saying. But a lot of you listening are going to be like, oh my God, this is literally everything I've been dealing with. Like, you are left there so lost. You're like, huh, where did that come from? Like, it's everything is just always so complicated with them. So instead of reacting like that, now that you get it, you look at them and they say some bullshit. They say, I just think that you're overreacting. I'm so tired of you making everything a freaking problem. It's not a big deal that I flirted with that waitress. It's not a big deal that I DM'd that girl, even though I've been dating you for 4 years. It's just shut up already. Leave me alone. You look at them and you say, listen, you don't act confused or upset. You look at them and speak in very simplistic language, straight to the point. You look at them in their face, or if it's in text, write it very concise. Listen, you are wrong and I am right. I am tired of your immaturity. I am tired of you acting like a five-year-old child. I am tired of you twisting everything to try to confuse me. I know that I am right and you are wrong. It could be something as simple as that. Genuinely, I am so tired of you making everything a big deal. You rage about every single thing. You cannot listen to me every time that I talk. If I come with a problem, you are the one making a big deal out of it. You're the one screaming. You're the one running away. You're the one acting like a child. I am right and you are wrong. I understand that you are purposefully trying to get me to be confused. You don't want me to understand what's happening. You want control always. But that's not how it flies with me. That's not how it goes. You are wrong and I am right. If you act this way, and certainly doesn't have to be this direct, but just some of that kind of language, you are going to paralyze the living shit out of this person. They're going to be frozen. And what tends to happen after this is they will do the silent treatment on you as punishment. If they're a super malignant narcissist and a raging one, they'll scream at you in your face and pray to God, I really, really hope they don't like physically hurt you. You need to be out of there. But like, they might act like that. But a lot of the time, they'll be so paralyzed that someone caught on to their shit that like gets it, that they will use the silent treatment as a form of punishment. So they'll ignore you for days and days and days, hours and hours. Like they'll literally ignore you because they want the validation. Every single tactic that they use is for validation. So the reason that they do that is because they want you to be like, I'm so sorry. Please talk to me. Please talk to me. I just don't want you to ignore me. Please. Like, I know we had a fight. No, you apologize to me. You are wrong. You confess that you're wrong. You contact me or you get nothing from me. You treat me with respect. You speak to me the way I deserve to be treated or you get absolutely nothing from me. That's how you outsmart them. That is how you outsmart someone with NPD. You are in control of the situation. You are right. You teach them. You show them. You tell them that I am right and you are wrong. Not the other way. I am right. You are wrong. I have control over myself. You do not have control over me. They will be shocked. They'll be confused that you caught on or that someone caught on. And then, honestly, they'll probably go looking for their next victim. They'll go find their next source of narcissistic supply. They'll go find the next person. They'll go find the next target victim of someone who will let them get away with their shit. Let them get away with it, not get it, not catch on. At least in their opinion, they won't. And give them their validation. That's it. That's how you outsmart a narcissist. That's how you do it. Gosh, I just have so much to say. I could talk about this for 45 years, but that's how you do it. You have control over yourself. They are nothing to you. That's it. I think I'm just going to leave the video at that, the episode at that, because I think I conveyed my point quite well, ideally, from all the things that I have to say. I wanted to cover all of that stuff, and I like how I have presented it. Let's just leave it at that. And I know that I very likely will discuss this topic in the future, whether it's on just my normal social media on Twitter or Instagram stories, something like that, or maybe I'll make another episode about a similar topic. I don't know. But I'm really, really hoping that this resonated. And I have a strong freaking feeling that a lot of you are just, oh my God, she gets it. Like, this exact thing happened to me. I really hope that it helps some of you, because I needed this at one point. I was so confused. I was so stuck. And I just don't want anybody else to go through the same thing. So I hope it helped. I hope it gave you some tips and some understanding and kind of, you know, explained it to you in a way that makes sense to you. And I think I'm going to leave it at that. Thank you so much for listening to this. I love you guys. Take care. Have a great day and week. And I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.